Ukraine security issue.
On the 9th of May, the 75th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the invaders were reported to have increased the number and intensity of strikes. Their troops kept trying to break through the Ukrainian defense lines. The fiercest fighting took place in the area of Izium-Kharkiv region and in almost all frontline areas on the Donetsk region, where Russian bombs, missiles and shells destroyed at least 85 houses and civilian infrastructure facilities in 19 villages and towns. Unfortunately, there were civilian casualties. As soon as the UN escorted evacuation convoy left the Donetsk region, Russian troops again stormed the Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, according to Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor. The Russians tried to break through the breach, which the last evacuation convoy has just crossed, but the Ukrainian defenders beat the attack off, Andriushenko said. Earlier, the commander of the Azov regiment that has been defending Mariupol since the very first day reported that during one of the last evacuations of civilians from Azovstal, Russian soldiers severed a four-year-old girl from her mother. The woman was taken to a Russian filtration camp and her whereabouts are still unknown. The girl safely reached Zaporizhia, the regiment command said, calling on the international community to intervene and help return the girl to her mother. On the 9th of May, the occupiers of Mariupol celebrated V-Day literally on bones, the bodies of innocent civilians they had brutally killed. Their number is estimated at more than 20,000. Every day, hundreds of bodies are dumped into mass graves in the nearby villages. Suspilnye journalists have interviewed a 91-year-old woman who survived the Second World War and had to flee her native Donbas because of Russia's war. She said that World War II took her father and that now, almost 8 decades later, the Russian invaders destroyed her house and her grandson's house too. We had just built a good house and those damn beasts destroyed it and the cookhouse too. Thank God we stayed alive. We had never thought we'd get into such a hell. Under even constant shelling, the old woman refused to leave her village until her daughter Halina persuaded her. There was no other way to survive, Galina said. As soon as we left the village, a shell struck my son's house. When they started bombing our village, we hid in the cellar. Then there were more bombs and then tanks fired. There were explosions everywhere around. I said to my grandma, let's get out of here. We put whatever we could into the trunk and in 5 minutes, all dirty and dusty from the cellar, we drove off. My children lived in different places across the Donetsk region. When we reached the Dnipropetrovsk region, they met us on the roadside. We hugged and kissed. You just can't imagine the joy. We were unable to contact each other by phone and we thought we were all dead. And they thought that we were all dead. The Russians continue to destroy critical civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. Their shells again for the third time struck an oil refinery in the Luhansk region. As of Monday evening, firemen were still unable to reach the site because of constant shelling. The invaders have also completely destroyed the last operating facilities of the main water supply plant in Popasna, Luhansk region, leaving about 1 million people without water. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces on Monday warned of a high probability of Russian missile strikes on any location in Ukraine. The day before, Russian cruise missiles exploded in the Dnipropetrovsk and Kharkiv regions, killing and wounding civilians. And on Monday morning, the Russians launched 4 high-impact missiles from the occupied Crimean Peninsula, targeting civilian infrastructure facilities and residential areas in the Odessa region. Deputy Interior Minister Evgeny Yenin also warned that Russian missile strikes would most likely continue. Yesterday, the entire civilized world remembered victims of the infernal Second World War that killed tens of millions, including 8 million Ukrainians. Putin had better bring to the V-Day parades in Russia hundreds of maimed soldiers he had sent to Ukraine for so-called exercises, or he'd better let more than 20,000 coffins be carried across Red Square for Russian mothers to see what happens to their sons in Ukraine. That would be the right way to celebrate their symbolic V-Day this year. Unfortunately, the Russian army still has a lot of bombs and missiles that may hit any city across our country, so it's literally vital not to ignore air raid alarms. Life is worth more than 1 hour of waiting, said Deputy Interior Minister Evgeny Yenin. Prime Minister Denis Shmigal maintains that one of the purposes of Russia's war against Ukraine was to create a migration crisis in Europe. The Kremlin hoped that a flood of refugees would disunite Europe, but European Union countries, especially Poland, have endured all the difficulties and dealt with them properly, Shmigal said. According to the United Nations, more than 5.2 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia invaded the country, and by the end of the year, the number may reach 8.3 million. In addition, the latest report by the International Organization for Migration estimates that number of internally displaced persons in Ukraine at more than 7.7 million. The Ukrainian government says that most of Ukrainians who have left the country want to return home after the end of the war. These are mostly women and children whose sons, husbands and fathers are fighting at the front lines. Over the past 2 weeks, 700,000 Ukrainians have returned from abroad and every day the number of returnees exceeds that of leavers. As a result, according to the Prime Minister, more and more enterprises and private businesses resume their operation in Ukraine. As of early April, 30% of Ukrainian enterprises had closed down or suspended operations. population. By now, the number has dropped to 17%.